Welcome into Friday. We've now got competing tax cut bills in the House and Senate, which means some epic political battles are underway over who will win and who will lose in the final legislation. While there are major differences in the two bills, however, there also are some important similarities, which suggest points of agreement likely to end up in a final bill. Analysis from Rick Newman, columnist at Yahoo Finance. Rick, where are we?
Well, we've got two pieces of legislation, one in the House and one in the Senate. The House legislation is finished, and the Senate legislation is evolving, so there's been a lot of focus on what the differences are, which is how they're going to have to negotiate those differences. But there also are some similarities, and if you look at the similarities, that tells you, well, these are the things that are likely to show up in a final bill, which means these could be things that taxpayers are going to have to be dealing with next year. And I can just run through a couple of the headline ones. So the first is in both houses, they want to get the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 20%. Now, most individual taxpayers don't have to worry about the corporate tax rate, but that's important because that's a heavy lift. Getting the corporate tax rate all the way down to 20% is going to mean that's a lot less federal tax revenue, which means it limits what can happen elsewhere in the tax code and the other changes. And when you really break it down, between these two pieces of legislation, somewhere between 65% and 85% of the net tax cuts will go to businesses, not to individuals. So yeah, as this is coming into focus, it's pretty clear businesses will get a lot out of this, individuals not so much.
And that seems to be the one thing that they is really a done deal, even if it doesn't go to 20%, right? That corporate tax rate is going to drop.
It's going to drop for sure. I'm not sure it's going to make it all the way to 25% because there are some budgetary problems with that. It just leaves very little maneuvering room. One quirk of the legislation we've seen, because they want to cut it all the way to 20%, is that they will make the business cuts permanent, but the tax cuts for individuals in the Senate legislation would only be temporary. So those tax cuts would expire for individuals around 2025, and reasonable people can ask, well, what's the point of that? If these tax cuts are so important, why wouldn't you just make them permanent?
Yeah.
Well, they should be permanent, but the reason that they are not at the moment is that that would just add too much to the national debt under Senate rules. So those have to expire by 2025 in order to get the math work, and the reason the math has to work is because they want to cut that corporate rate all the way to 20%.
Where are we on state and local tax deductions?
This one is very important to a lot of taxpayers. There are about 40% of taxpayers who claim this deduction, and the House would limit the deduction without killing it completely. You'd still be able to allow up to $10,000 in property taxes to deduct, but not in state and local income taxes as you can now. The Senate plan would kill this deduction completely. And what analysts are saying is that it's unlikely that Congress will kill this completely. So that deduction will probably remain in reduced form, and that is actually going to make it harder to cut other taxes because the Senate is bound by this, limit. They have to come in. They can only add so much to the national debt. So if they can't cut the state and local deduction all the way, they're going to have to come up with some offset someplace else.
We're speaking with Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. His piece is called How Your Taxes Could Change Next Year. All right, so go the opposite way there, because you did say that some important things will not change.
There's nothing in there about capital gains taxes. So there's no change in the capital gains tax yet. That something like that could emerge, but not at the moment. There was a little bit of chatter going back a few weeks that they might reduce the amount of tax savings for 401k contributions. I think there was such an uproar over the possibility that could happen that they basically said, this is a terrible idea. Let's not get people all worked up about this. And my handicapping is that this idea of killing the estate tax, the House bill would kill it completely. The Senate would just apply it to a higher floor of about $10 million for a married couple. I think it's possible there could be no change there, simply because that would provide a little extra money they can use to get that corporate tax rate all the way down to 20%.
Thanks, Rick. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman, who's based in New York.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.